Blog Talk Radio.
But where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Had to be Trump. I've wandered around, finally found someone to dump. Their communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. You wait and see. Small. He will give us the wall, make the Senate play ball, more money for all. One thing he'll never do, say who cares how they die, support a president who lied, buy drugs from Fidel, allow Iran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. Let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. What do you say? God bless the USA. It had to be Trump. It had to be Trump. I've wandered around, finally found someone to dump. The communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. You wait and see. He will make the Fed small. He will give us the wall. Make the Senate play ball. More money for all. One thing he'll never do. Say who cares how they died. Support a president who lied. Buy drugs from Fidel. Allow Iran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. Let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. What do you say? God bless the USA.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Obama. Obama.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end. Whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby you. to weep than say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall echo to you, that's all, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
Unbelievable. Okay, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Tonight we're going to pay a tribute to two Jewish heroes. And the reason that I am paying a tribute to Jewish heroes, including Netanyahu, okay, but he's not the two I have in mind. And I pray that he gets elected, because if he doesn't, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. We are showing too much weakness to the world, and the world is getting stronger in their enthusiasm for our destruction. The reason that I'm selecting Jewish heroes to pay a tribute to tonight, and by the way, Netanyahu, if he wins, he wins on St. Paddy's Day. The reason I'm doing it is because I see, not on a small scale, a rise in anti-Semitism, okay, but I see it on a governmental scale, a rise on anti-Semitism, and I got a feeling that the bad people are pushing out the good people, and that's how we're going to lose our country. So the two Jewish fellows, and I'll mention one thing, George Washington, when he was fighting the Revolutionary War, went to a Jewish congregation in Connecticut and thanked them for the money they put up to keep his troops fed. So the Jewish people have been involved in the American Revolution a long time. My two heroes tonight are Admiral Hyman Rickover, the father of the nuclear navy, and he has probably saved 50 years of American freedom. So thank you, Admiral Rickover. I don't think you're still alive, but if you are, thank you, and if you're not, God will hear my prayers. And my real hero is one man from Brooklyn. His name is Judge Irving Kaufman. Judge Irving Kaufman, I'm going to read you his statement. He sentenced the Rosenberg Soviet spies to death, to the electric chair, for betraying this country. So here we go. Citizens of this country who betray their fellow countrymen can be under none of the delusions that the benignity of Soviet power that they might have been prior to World War II. The nature of Russian terrorism is now self-evident. Idealism as a rationale dissolves. I consider your crime worse than murder. Plain, deliberate, contemplated murder is dwarfed in magnitude by comparison with the crime you have committed. In committing the act of murder, the criminal kills only his victim. The immediate family is brought to grief, and when justice is meted out, the chapter is closed. But in your case, I believe your conduct in putting into the hands of the Russians the A-bomb, years before our best scientists predicted Russia could perfect the bomb, has already caused, in my opinion, the communist aggression in Korea, with the resultant casualties exceeding 50,000. And you won't see that story in any American history book in a communist cucumber school. And who knows but that millions more of innocent people may pay the price of your treason. Indeed, by your betrayal, you undoubtedly have altered the course of history to the disadvantage of this country that's taking place right now in the Obama-Iran talks. No one can say that we do not live in a constant state of tension. We have evidence of your treachery all around us every day, for the civilian defense activities throughout the nation are aimed at preparing us for an atomic bomb attack. We're not ready. In the 50s, we were ready for an atomic bomb attack. We had bomb shelters. Where is your bomb shelter? When you get on the subway, do you see a sign that says, go here in case of a nuclear attack? We're not ready. And there's talk tonight that Putin, a year ago, armed all his nuclear missiles. Check it out. Nor can it be said in mitigation of the offense that the power which set the conspiracy in motion and profited from it was not only openly hostile to the United States at the time of this conspiracy. If this was your excuse, the error of your ways in setting yourself above our properly constituted authorities and the decision of those authorities not to share the information with Russia must now be obvious. Hey, Hillary, how are those emails coming? Do you think the Russians destroyed the ones that you destroyed? In the light of this, I can only conclude that the defendants entered into this most serious conspiracy against their country with... It's not their country. See, that's a mistake there. It was never their country. Like, this country is not Bill Maher's country. It is not KGB agent Snowden's country. With full realization of its implications, it's definitely not Obama's country. The statute of which the defendants at the bar stand convicted is clear. I have previously stated my view that the verdict of guilty was amply justified by the evidence. In light of the circumstances, I feel that I must pass such sentence. Upon the principles in this diabolical conspiracy to destroy a God-fearing nation, a God-fearing nation, a God-fearing nation. And who's destroying this God-fearing nation today? The Democrat communists. Who votes to burn the flag? The Democrat communists. You want the names? YouTube, Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tam. Which will demonstrate with finality that this nation's security must remain inviolate. That traffic in military secrets. Are you listening, Snowjob Snowden? Are you listening, Mr. and Mrs. Manning? Whether promoted by slavish devotion to a foreign ideology or by a desire for monetary gains, it must cease. How did the Chinese get super technology? How did the Chinese get drawings on planes that we haven't built yet? But they have them, they built them in a year and a half. How did that happen? Was that on Hillary's computer too? Was she doing mechanical drawings? The evidence indicated quite clearly that Julius Rosenberg was the prime mover in this conspiracy. However, let no mistake be made about the role which his wife, Ethel Rosenberg, played in this conspiracy. Instead of deterring him from pursuing this ignoble cause, she encouraged and insisted the cause. She was a mature woman, almost 3 years older than her husband and almost 7 years older than her youngest brother. She was a full-fledged partner in this crime. Indeed, the defendants, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, placed their devotion to their cause above their own personal safety and were conscious that they were sacrificing their own children. Should their misdeeds be detected, all of which did not deter them from pursuing their course, love of their cause dominated their lives. It was even greater than the love for their children. Thank you, Judge Kaufman. Irving Kaufman from Brooklyn, New York. You have taught us a lifetime lesson. Unfortunately, it won't be passed down to the children because the communists control the American history in their Karl Marx schools. But thank you. You saved many lives.
Trump is coming. Trump is coming. Trump is coming.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life and lovely day.
just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, 'cause I've found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life. That lonely, lonely life. That lonely, lonely life. That lonely day.
Johnny Mathis, what do you think of Trump winning the presidency?
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill.
A head start. Let's keep the ball rolling.
Keep the ball rolling. stop at